This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba. We have an amazing topic today on the Gemara Nedarim Daf Pehe Amud Aleph. The Gemara said, in order to reconcile the Stira and the Mishnah on Pe Gimel Amud Beis, Rava said, really, Toivas Hana Mamain. And that's why if you say, I aser these Kaihanim, you can't give them Chuma Maiser. You have to give it to others. So why, if you aser all Kaihanim and Leviim, could they take it against your will? Because once you aser them, there's no one to give it to. Once there's no one to give it to, so there's no, it has no value. So it's Hefker. Once it's Hefker, they could take it. The Lashon of the Gemara is, Mishum de truma lechazia ela lekaihanim, v'kivan de kaasi lemisra alayu shavya afra ba'alma. Since you're answering it to them, it becomes like dirt. The Ran then quotes the Rashba. This is the Ran on the second wide lines. We didn't read this inside because this is not a nogeh, the pshat of the Gemara. But the Ran brings from the Rashba an amazing idea. What would the halacha be if you aser fruits on yourself? Let's say you say, these fruits are usher to me. Okay. Well, wait a second. If they're usher to you, then nobody should be able to come and take them. I'm sorry. If they're usher to you, then they have no value. If they have no value, then people should come into your, be able to come to your house and take them from you. The Ran brings, from this Gemara we learn, that if you usher fruits on yourself, others could come and take it from you against your will. And you can't do anything about it. Because there's no reason that, there's no ownership that you have that you should be able to prevent them from taking it. What prevents people from taking your possessions is your ownership of it. But if you relinquish ownership, then they should be able to come and take it. And the Ran says they are, and there's nothing you could do about it. You could be matir your neder, afal pi sheyachal lishal al nidra, even though you could be matir your neder, kiven da hashda mi halayitcho. In the meantime, in the interim, you weren't matir it yet. What would the halacha be if you render, you say, my possessions are usher to me. Someone came along and he then took them. And then you were matir on your neder. What would the halacha be if afterwards you were matir on your neder? What would the halacha be? Do they have to pay you back? In other words, what would the halacha be if they... What would the halacha be if the you rendered your fruits usher? What would the halacha be if you rendered your fruits usher to you? And then somebody came and took them, which they're allowed to. And then you were matir your neder. So could you now take your fruits back? Says the Ran in the name of the Rashba, Miu Hecha de Itchal, if you're matir on your neder, Chayovin Lashalem. The person would have to pay you back. Why? The Kivan de Chacham Oikar HaNeder Meikarai, since the Chacham is Oikar the neder from the beginning, Kivan de Itchal, Havin Lahu Hanach Peri, Ki Ilu Lai Itzra Le Meilam. If the Chacham is Matar Neder from the beginning, so if you're Matar the Neder, it's like it never became Aser to you. So listen to this amazing Chiddush of the Rashba. The Rashba says, from this Gemara you see, if you Aser your fruits to yourself, somebody could come along and take them from you. Because since they're Hefker, they're ownerless, and therefore somebody could come along and take it from you. However, you could be Matar it. And if you're Matar it, then the Rashba says the person would have to pay you back. Because since the Chacham is Oikar Neder Me'ikaroi, it's like it was never Usher to begin with. The Ran on the last narrow line says, I'm not so sure about this Rashba. Va'ani mistapik baza, I'm a supik about this. Why? Lefi shemisha sha'asru al atzmai hefgeroi. Because from the moment you assered it on yourself, it then became hefger. If someone else is zoicha, kana, he is kaina, kizoicha min a hefker, like someone who is zoicha from hefker. V'yafal pi she'isr shabai halach al yidei she'la, even though the prohibition that you made it usher to you left when you're a matter, but kinyin mamayne shalze enoi batal. The other person's kinyin mamayne wasn't nullified. She'enoi moitzei she'ela behefker. Being mashal on an eder doesn't remove it from hefker. So we have an amazing machlokes between the Rajba and the Ran. The Rajba says, if you aser fruits to yourself, someone could take it. And if he takes it, if you're mater neder, he has to give it back. The Ran says, not so fast. Just because I'm mater neder, that just removes my iser to the fruits, but it doesn't remove his kinyan mamain. So the Stipler wants to know, what exactly is this machlokes, Rajba and Ran? By being mater and neder, does it remove the iser as well as the hefker and the person has to pay you back? Or no, it only removes the iser and not the hefker. If you remember, we had on Daf Mem Zayin the following case. On Daf Mem Zayin, what's halach if you aser fruits on yourself and then the person dies? Let's say I say these fruits are usher to me. I can't get benefit from them. The Ran says, but still, your children inherit them. You're still the Bailim, and your children get it. The Rajba and Baba Kama Dav Kovtes says, if you aser the fruits, your Bailis leaves. They're not yours because you can't be Nana from them. Comes the Stipler, we'll see in a moment, and the Stipler says the Ran and the Rajba are l'shitase. Why does the Ran say that if you make fruits usher to yourself, your children inherit it? The Ran holds that Isser doesn't automatically make something hefker. Just because something is usher to you, it doesn't mean it's hefker. Therefore, the Ran says, it's only hefker if you want it to be hefker. Isser is not automatically, doesn't automatically make something hefker. The Rajba says, no, if your fruits are usher to you, you're not an owner and your children don't inherit it. You see this machlokes over here? The Ran says, if you aser fruits on yourself, the fruits are usher to you, but you're still the Bailim, and therefore your children inherit it. The Rajba says, if they're usher to you, you're no longer the Bailim. The Rajba holds, Isser and Hefker are synonymous. The Ran says, no, they're not. Just because they're usher to you, it doesn't mean they're ownerless. Says the Stipler, coming back to our Gemara, on Daf Peihei, coming back to our Gemara, if you aser fruits to Kohanim, all the Kohanim in the world, if you aser truma, so if I aser truma, so then, according to the Rashba, it's automatically hefker. Since it's aser, it's automatically hefker. But if I'm mater the neder and the iser is off, it's not hefker anymore. Iser, hefker, and iser go hand in hand. When they were aser, it's hefker. When I'm mater, it's not hefker and he has to pay me back. According to the Ran, iser and hefker are not synonymous. The fruit is usher to me. Once it's usher to me, so I am mafker it. What about if it's no longer usher to me? So according to the Ran, he holds even though the nether is oker l'mafreya, that's very nice, but hefker is a separate din. Hefker is not the mamela result of iser. Hefker is a decision I make based on the fact that it's aser. And just because I was mashal on the iser, I was never mashal on the hefker. Let's see if we could get this from the words of the Stipler inside. Let's try this. The Stipler is found in Kilos Yaakov, Mesachta Nedarim, Simen Lamed Beis. Look over here. Look where my icon is. L'divrei Haran shesoiver da'afilu itchel al nidra. The Ran holds, even if you're matir, you're neder. V'nekar l'mafreya ha'iser mikamakai ma'shezachu acherim zachu. V'haynu misham da'al kalpanim ha'baylam hifgiru b'shas shasur. The owners were mafkarit when they asked it al asman. And there's no such thing as she'ela on hefker. V'hefker lo'y matzino she'ela. Or like the Nesivos wrote that the Bailim are Urmayayish. Vahainu, the Movadshu Asar Alav. That is, besides the fact that it's Asar, Chal Nami Hefker. Besides the fact, according to the Ran, it's Asar, Hefker is also Chal, Ayyash. But the Rajba holds that if you're Mashal on the Neder, so then the people who were Zoicha in it have to pay back. It's not because the owner was mafkirit, do I have to give it back? I'm sorry, it's not because the owner was mafkirit, I'm allowed to keep it. Because if it was because you were mafkirit, then even if you're matir the neder, you were mafkirit, I should be allowed to keep it. It's because there's a din. Isser hana removes your bailus. So if there's no isser hana, your bailus is back. Masha Inkein, according to the Ran, it's not that Isser Hana removes your bailus. It's that when the owner can't get Hana, he is mafkarit. So even though he is matir, the Isser Hana, but there's no way to retract the fact that he was mafkar. But according to the Rajba, it's the Isser Hana that automatically it triggers the hefkar. Elamishum de din Isser Hana mafkia zuchos habaila me oisai mamoin v'lchein kisha itchal v'nekara isil mafreya chayom lahafsil bailam. So the reason why, if the person is usher, he gives it, his children inherit, meaning like this. The Ran holds that if you usher your fruits, your children inherit. The Raja says your children don't inherit. According to the Raja, your children don't inherit because the isser removes the bailus. According to the Ran, no. It's when it's usher, I relinquish my ownership, but maybe not for my children. According to the Rajba, it's not midin yish. It's because the Isser Hana makes it not his. According to the Ran, it's not that the Isser Hana makes it ownerless. It's that when there's an Isser Hana, there's like an Umdana that he no longer wants to be the owner, since he can't benefit from it. But that's by Truma, but not in terms of it going to his children. Again, what the Stipler is saying is that the Machloikas, the Ran and the Rajba, the Ran says if you're Matir Neder, then if somebody took the produce, they have to pay back. According to the Rajba, they do not have to pay back. The Rajba says they have to pay back. Why do they have to pay back? According to the Rajba, it's the Isser Hana which triggers an automatic Hefker. And when the Isser Hana is removed, so then there was never Hefker to begin with. According to the Raja, it's not that we say the guy was mafkarit, it's that the Isser Hana removes his bailus. So if we're able to remove that Isser Hana, the bailus is still there. According to the Ran, it's a two-step process. That's the reason why, according to the Ran, the children could inherit. But according to the Raja, the children don't inherit because the Isser Hana automatically removes the bailus. Okay, this is the Stipler in Perek Lamed Beis, who explains the Machlekes, Rajba and Ran, by whether you need to pay back Isser Hana if the guy was Matar is Neder, and he makes it totally on whether there is Bailos to inherit to your children in a case where somebody assert his fruits. Have a great day, everyone.
So by the case of the Kohanim and Levim, if the Bailam is Matar the Neder, the Kohen has to pay back. But does he have to pay back the full amount, or does he just pay back the
tithe? Oh, you mean, let's say the guy was mefer, and then the kohen took it. So again, according to the Ran, for sure there's nothing to pay back.
Right.
According to the Rajba that you have to pay back, we're saying really toivas hana mamain. So you're saying that would depend on what we learned last week, right? At L'chaira. How do you calculate toivas hana? Is it the small amount or is it the full ownership? That would be dependent on, you know, the two views we saw in Rashi, whether it's valued at how much of a bribe you could take, or is it valued based on the whole thing, l'chayra. Right, that's a good shaila. According, I mean, the Rajba is talking about if somebody ossered fruits and then someone else came along and took it. So in this case, you want to know, let's say he was Matar's Neder, does the Kohen have to pay? L'chayra, he has to pay Toiv Asana. And depending on how you evaluate Toiv Asana, that's how much you would have to pay. Shkoyach, have a good day. Kol tov, everyone.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.